If you follow Jesus, you're already doing God's work, not just on Sundays or in church, but in those emails and financial reports, at kitchen tables or on the school run. I'm pastor and author Tom Nelson, and in my new podcast, God's Work, we're going to completely change how you think about your job. So step into my office for some weekly workplace wisdom. Search God's Work with Tom Nelson on Premiere Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 10 and 11. Paul writes, "Here is my advice. It will be good for you to finish what you started a year ago. Last year, you were the first who wanted to give, and you were the first to begin doing it. Now you should finish what you started. Let the eagerness you showed in the beginning be matched now by your giving." Does any of this ring a bell with you? It certainly does with me. We begin to do something and we feel very enthusiastic about it, but then other things get in the way. In Corinth, the church had shown a desire to give money to support Paul's collection for the Christians in Judea, but they then seemed to have forgotten about it. Time had passed, and Paul was now eager to remind them of their earlier enthusiasm and to take action. It's said that the path to hell is paved with good intentions. Anyone can have good intentions, but what matters is that we turn them into action. Another wise saying is that people with good intentions make promises, but people with good character keep them. If we are to be effective, we need to ensure that our lives are tuned in to God and that we're continuing to grow in strength and maturity, which will only happen as we spend time with God. Even Jesus himself, who was both a perfect man and the Son of God, needed to spend time with his Heavenly Father. Our daily openness to God in prayer will be fundamental to our ability to keep on track with his will. This is a good moment to think back over the last few months. Perhaps you heard about a charity that desperately needs help, or a person who was struggling to make ends meet, or an organization in your church that needs someone to give support. Stop and think for a moment, and then ask God whether, like the church in Corinth, this is the time when you need to be turning your good intentions into action. So let me ask you a very pointed question. Is God reminding you of action that you need to take right now? Now let's pray together. Loving Father, forgive us for those times when we've failed to turn our good intentions into action. In the power of your Holy Spirit, make us stronger so that we can become more effective for you. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
If you follow Jesus, you're already doing God's work, not just on Sundays or in church, but in those emails and financial reports, at kitchen tables or on the school run. I'm pastor and author Tom Nelson, and in my new podcast, God's Work, we're going to completely change how you think about your job. So step into my office for some weekly workplace wisdom. Search God's Work with Tom Nelson on Premiere Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.